German police say the group of far-right and ex-military figures plan to storm the German parliament building, the Reichstag, and seize power. Emanuel Chase is political correspondent with Deutsche Welle and France 24 in Berlin, and she's on the line now. Emanuel, as I say, it's extraordinary. If this was submitted as a script for a movie, perhaps the producers might say that this is too far-fetched to be believable. But it's an extraordinary plan, seems to have been in the process of being hatched.
Exactly, Brian. Thanks for having me. So this morning, all across Germany, but also in Austria, also in Italy, there's 3,000 police officers who actually, as part of a terrorist, anti-terrorist operation, arrested people who were suspected of trying to overthrow the government and install a new government here in Germany. So in total this morning, 25 people have been arrested. They're all part of a right wing movement called the Reichsbürger, so the citizen of the Reich, of the Empire. Among the people who have been arrested this morning, there's the Prince Heinrich the 13th, who was at the very core of that plan to overthrow the current government. They were planning to overthrow it with violence and to establish instead of the democratic government that Germany has currently establish a new kingdom, if you will. So that was their plan.
And what was the military involvement here? There were some, I think, former military personnel. Is that right? Involved?
Exactly. One of the primary suspects is an elite soldier who was arrested in his barracks, and his flat was also searched this morning. And there's also a lot of former officers of the Bundeswehr, so former soldiers who were arrested this morning. Also among the people arrested, there's a former MP, an MP that allegedly was a part of the AfD, so the far-right party here in Germany. She was retired, but apparently she's been arrested as well this morning. So quite a lot of prominent figures and people working in the field of justice and and in the military as well.
At this stage, do the security service in Germany believe that they have got on top of it, or are these raids and arrests continuing?
Well, the immediate danger has been averted with those arrests, but we have to keep in mind that even if there were like 52 suspects and 25 people arrested today. Yes, this plot has been aborted. But the thing is that they are part of a wider far right movement, and this far right movement is composed of 21,000 give or take people all around Germany who want to see another governing system.
And just a final question, was this entirely an internal German initiative? Was there any suggestion of outside involvement? Obviously, people would look towards President Putin, the Kremlin, Moscow.
Well, among the people arrested was a Russian national, and there have been ties established between Heinrich the 13th, this prince who have been arrested, who's a conspiracist, and who had made contact with Russian officials to try and establish a new order in Germany once this current government would have been overthrown. So there are ties with at least Russia, and like I mentioned earlier, some arrests also took place this morning in Italy and in Austria.
Emanuel Chase in Berlin, thank you very much for that.